Welcome to the Drink Till We're Funny podcast, an LP production. Leave us a voicemail at 773-828-4397 or send us an email at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com. On tonight's show, shit. We miss Andrea and her cooking abilities. And her boobies. Sometimes. Boobies are sometimes food.
Did we really start?
Because so far we're off to a shitty start.
Hey everyone. We're back. Well, some of us.
Some of us.
So this is Justin.
This is Dan.
And we have our great friend, Bart.
Hi everybody, how you doing?
Bart is from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Baton Rouge,
formerly known as Bart@BrinkPodcast.com.
Formerly known as. Is that done?
It is done.
Completely?
It is finished. Aww. In the words of Jesus.
Yeah, this is off to a great fucking start, isn't it?
I got nothing.
So Bart flew in today. First time on an airplane?
It was my first time on a plane. And I have to say, it was nothing like I had expected it was going to be. What if I just... Can I minimize this?
You can, yeah. Just yeah. Click that button.
Because it's
the
like
window.
You're whispering in my ear.
Oh. Hello, Bart. Thanks for coming.
It was not like I thought it was going to be. Like, I thought that, like on TV, it was going to be a huge plane, but it was not. It was like a charter bus with wings. And that's it. It was okay. It was not as bad as I thought.
How old are you?
26.
What have you been waiting for?
Tomorrow's going to be 26.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks.
So for those aeronauticals out there, Bart was on a McDonnell Douglas Super 80. And I know it's not McDonald, but the flight attendant on one of my flights didn't. Please look at the card in front of you for the safety features of this McDonnell Douglas Super 80 aircraft. If there's anything we can do to make your flight more comfortable, please X the flight attendant.
Oh, I do remember like an S-80 written somewhere, so you're right.
Super 80. So what we told Bart was, you think that's bad. There are worse. They're called Embraers and Southwest.
Oh.
And there's an international flight.
When you're 757.
Yeah. Who was it? Didn't you read the Airliners magazine in the car from the...
I did, but I don't remember much from that.
I was reading it
That's
more.
That's helpful.
I was reading it more just to get Casey to shut up in my head.
Well...
It's like you do not disturb sign.
Yeah. So we actually, that was a lot of fun. We did a 5K on the brand new runway at O'Hare. So we got to stand right in the middle of the runway, right where the big letters are and the big skid marks. I thought I was standing in Dan's underwear for a second.
You know, I had to think for a minute.
Who left these marks? Some people like mine. Those. So, one guy was like, oh, he had his nose to the ground. It was snipping it. I smell some spinach. So now Dan actually ran the 5K, whereas the rest of us, we walked because we wanted time to take pictures and we were hungover. So
it was very nice to have you all cheering me on as I was running back because you were just
starting. We were about 10 paces into it and Dan is coming back on the final lap. So
there were a lot of people though.
There were, including a Wiccan woman in full black robe garb. See, what I think she was going to finish the race, and she had to officiate at a goth wedding. No time to change. So she's like, "I'm gonna wear my robe on the runway. We're gonna get this over with." Her little brother had a mohawk. He was about 4-5 years old.
Was I the only one? And this is probably going to come out a little bit racist. But was I the only one that was surprised to see at the opening of a runway that it was sponsored by the Chicago Punjabi Association or Society?
I didn't even notice that. What is the Punjabi Association?
I'm not quite sure, but they're Punjabis.
I meant to Google it when I got home. I haven't put my face on a Punjabi since college. And I'm not saying that I wouldn't again, but I just...
My friend Julia, who I was with, she was like, they're tourists, Dan. They're tourists.
We've got to stop the tourism.
Get over there and get some tourism information.
So, any other surprises? Oh, the check bag fee was a surprise.
That was a surprise. I had no idea you had to pay to check a bag. Was it always that way? Or am I just crazy?
Just recently, but it has been on the news quite a bit. Well, do you watch the news? Most airlines assume that once you have a ticket that you go to their website and you click on all of the rules and regulations.
I had no problem paying it. I was just surprised. That's all.
I'd be very surprised too. Well, perhaps next time you'll rethink bringing 14 pairs of shoes for a weekend trip. That may cut down on the size of the suitcase.
Did you get charged for the suitcase plus the overweight of the suitcase?
It wasn't
overweight. So you properly packed. That's good.
Yes, I left a little
room.
Just
because Bart has gained a couple of pounds is no reason to ask him if he was overweight. Daniel, you should be sensitive.
I thought I was the only one who noticed.
Well,
I'm in the room, assholes.
I thought you cut his earphones off. No, I cut his ears off.
Okay. That was lame. So,
really,
I have an airport story to tell.
Do you?
This is just from a couple weeks ago. It was the afternoon, I was on my way to the airport, so I called the cab. They come, they pick me up, I rush downstairs, throw my luggage in, get in the back. We start driving, and I'm like, somebody has puked in the back of this cab, and they didn't do a very good job of cleaning it up. So I'm like looking for the puke spot, I'm looking to see what I need to avoid. And I'm like, you know, actually, that doesn't smell so much like puke as it does shit. I didn't shit in my pants.
The cab driver could have shit his pants. That's not unheard of.
It's been known to happen.
It has been known to happen.
But upon closer examination, as it turns out, I apparently stepped on the turd of a large breed dog on my way into the cab. So between my front door and the cab. So my shoe, which has lots of fun little ridges and tunnels and chunnels and chodes, and is completely smushed with dog shit.
And knowing you, you went into instant mortification.
I was mortified. I am like looking out the window. I'm thinking, what do I do? What do I do? Do I have him pull over? Do I step out and get kind of...
Excuse me. Sir, pull over. I got shit on my shoes.
So I'm thinking it through, and I'm like, okay, I don't really have time to stop. And then what am I supposed to do? Say, find a patch of grass while I go, you know, stamp out the fucking dog shit? And I know whose dog shit it was, too.
You know that it's Marge walking her dog in front of your house now.
No, that shit was the size of Marge's dog. I don't know why I didn't see it, because the only way that much shit could have become lodged in the sole of my shoes for it to be an enormous fucking load of shit.
You say shit all the time.
So I decide that here's my plan. I'm going to wait till we get to the airport. I'm not going to try and pull over to clean my shirt. I'm going to wait, and I'm going to try and walk lightly on that foot into the terminal, and I will go to the restroom. Well, I'll go downstairs to baggage claim to, like, the furthest restroom available. And I've got extra time, so I can do this. So I get out. I hope the cab driver hasn't smelled the shit, thinking that I, like, shit my Depends or something.
Might have the tables have turned.
Right? So he didn't appear to be offended, which, you know, when your own BO is that strong,
right,
you probably don't. Yeah. So I go downstairs, I get into the restroom, luckily there's like an open stall, it's not busy, there's not a line, I take it off, I nearly pass out when the fucking whiff of just, you know, and you walk in and the sensor like flushes the toilet and turns the fucking little wrapper on the toilet seat.
I know, that was my first experience with a wrapper.
Welcome to Chicago.
Continue.
So, I start pulling the toilet paper down. I'm like wiping. I get like the surface shit off, right? But the tunnels, it's sort of like fucking the Midwest after a big flood of the Mississippi River. There's fucking shit in every nook and cranny of my shoe. Now keep in mind that this isn't just about walking around with a shitty shoe. This is about getting to a security checkpoint and having to take your shoes off and put them much closer to nose level. And I am not going to walk in the expert traveler line
With shitty shoes.
With shitty shoes. You might be able to pull that on the, like, the child and family line, because, you know, grandma's right in front of you with her oxygen mask, and, you know, she shit her pants 3 hours ago. I'm not getting into the line and doing that.
You got the bomb sensors going off. And
exactly.
Methane.
We have a fertilizer. We have detecting fertilizer. Code brown. Code brown. Security checkpoint 4. They'd revoke my status. It would be a disaster. Sir, you are never setting foot in first class again. Shitty. Why does my boarding pass say shitty on it now every time? It used to say group 2. All those people traveling with shit on their shoes, you are free to board. That would be me. Me and the Indian guy. Which, let me tell you, I was on my way to Calgary, and I think Canada tolerates this sort of thing, which is why it happened. I'm serious.
Stop, I need to drink my cocktail.
I'm serious. So I'm waiting for a flight. I'm sitting there. I'm like chowing down on a sandwich. We'll get back to the shit. Chowing down on a quick lunch before I get on my plane. United Airlines flight 4266 direct to Calgary is now boarding. All of a sudden, stench comes over me as if I'm in the back of the cab. I turn around and there's like three women stories just plop down right behind me, just chatting away as if they don't stink like a barn.
They smell it.
You know damn well they smell it.
So I'm like, where's the line?
Where's the line?
Where's the line? And I made my face. Where's the line between being culturally sensitive and requiring people to pay to find space? Because that was my lunch, so I just got up to the opposite side along with six other people, and they knew they were smiling.
I think they knew what they were doing.
You come on a plane with a smelly Punjabi texting me. You've got a whole
I don't know if that was just paranoid memory or anything.
It's probably stuck on your fingernails.
before that. You know, I didn't wash my hands before I left, right?
Phantom poop.
You know,
it happens.
I'm gonna write an article. Oh, there's poo in my shoe. Sorry.
Phantom poop.
Or a cab driver. I mean. Anyway.
So that's
shit.
Oh,
how's your shit?
My shit. Okay.
I had diarrhea, but not to make up my name.
I know that.
When you piss out your ass,
it's not your ass.
What's even worse,
like when you're pissing out your ass, and like you have flushed and all that stuff, but then you lift up your toilet and pee, like
an hour later,
and you splash,
then you gotta get out of
the directional blood splatter.
And if you're shitting for a long time, there's nothing left to shit out. Your ass will dry.
You know.
I think we're going to
Dan calls it
practice.
This is what happens when we don't have a real
to keep us from going there.
So I was
going to bring up what we're talking about.
Bring it up.
Something that I recently learned in my marathon
training.
Something that I have a name called runner
trots.
Was it like the little gallop
thing?
It's where
people,
while they're running, they're bouncing up and down and down,
running for
such a long time.
Chapes your
babies.
It
can take like hours.
Letting the blessing
pass, like
that's real.
It's real.
Bartender,
two more bloody nipples.
People shit themselves
when they're running.
And they call it
runner trot.
It's an article that I was reading.
They sent
to all of us.
It was
trying.
It said,
if it happens to you,
don't worry.
Don't
like a badge of
honor.
I shake myself, I like it.
But don't get this.
How can this happen?
I ran the Chicago
Half Marathon
and there are trots at every
station.
Water, Gatorade,
John M.
Spots.
If you're
a trainer, shame
if you saw him
on Spots,
it's not
going to take
too long.
Because
there are a couple
of people
who
I passed
and has like,
No, you know.
There's no way
of running
that
uncontrollable
control.
And you know what's going to
happen now that
I talk
about it?
About it,
shit
myself.
And I want to see it.
I think it's
funny,
you know, when
runners,
it's kind of
cute name to
a runner's
farce,
you know, when you
have grandma
just called his
cousin and
cousin.
I shit myself.
She threw her hands
in the
air.
I shit myself again.
You know, did I ever tell you
story about
Walmart
and my aunt?
My aunt
and grandma.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
for those
loyal
listeners
that have been
with us
the last five years ago,
you may have
remained at the door,
but it's worth
its weight in gold.
Dead grandma,
she was not
dead
at the
time.
She and my aunt
didn't even
all
show up.
Not to be confused with
my
grandma.
So,
they go shopping
at regular
rate, and
they go to check out
their stand
in line.
All of a sudden,
this smell,
like
the nastiest
lunch
you have doubled
egg.
Is that
what
it's like?
Cayenne pepper.
Just comes.
Is that cayenne pepper?
Paprika.
That's all we've learned.
So.
So they're in line,
and it's just this nasty odor comes by, and the cashier gets a whiff of this, and she like bursts out. She's like, "Woo! I hate it when people fart in my line." She reaches under the counter and pulls out a big old bottle of air freshener. She's like, "Woo! I can't stand it when people do that. That is so rude." I am so sorry about that, but some people just do not know how to control themselves. So my aunt is standing there, like, really not thinking anything of it.
Dead grandma's
standing there, and so they finish checking out, and they pay, and they're walking out to the car. My aunt tells this story much better than I do. They're walking out to the car, and my grandma just turned to my aunt and got this devilish little grin on her face and says, "It was me." Keeps on walking. Here's to you, dead grandma.
Cheers.
You got a shit story, Bert?
Yeah, I do.
Did you shit on the plane?
No.
Did you use the bathroom at all on the plane? You thought your seat was small.
No, I didn't get. I didn't get out of the seat at all.
Why?
I didn't have a reason to.
Sorry.
Dan has been attacked by a ghost.
Something was flying up my head.
Next on Ghost Hunters.
So I didn't mean to interrupt your
fucking gnats.
See, there it is.
I told you. Dirty house says this.
Oh shit. What'd you move into?
Justin's house is nicely appointed. Thoughtfully appointed, I would say. That is all.
The housekeeping hasn't been here in days.
Oh, but the Roomba. Have you seen the Roomba? Bart apparently got a kick out of it. I picked up the Roomba, walked down the hall, dropped it in the bathroom, and closed the door so it could do its thing.
And then he walked out and he said the bathroom needs to be swept.
Can it work in, like, such a small...
Oh, yeah. It can... I mean,
how does it get behind the
toilet? Well, it doesn't...
How does it get behind the toilet?
Does it have a little arm that comes out?
No, you're thinking of Roomba 2.0.
It doesn't, but it does have, like, this little brush that does kind of stick out. It kind of looks like a little spider thing.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And it does, it gets the corners and the edges and stuff. It does a great job, by the way. I highly recommend it. If you're lazy...
It's in the bathroom, didn't we just tell you?
But I thought it was done.
Oh. It was, but it's still in there.
But it's not anymore. Oh, it's still in there. Come help me.
Oh, little Roomba. Anyway, highly recommended.
I don't know if I should tell you this, but they also make a scuba.
Mm-hmm. I've heard about
it
scuba.
Mops.
We're still on the trial period with the Roomba. Mm-hmm. I'm ready. I want the scuba, the Roomba. If they've got one of these things that'll blow me, sign me up.
It's called the blueberry tart.
I finally threw it away, by the way.
I was watching a clip of this porn online the other night, and...
What was it called?
I forget what it's called.
Can I have a coaster, please?
Yeah, you can have a coaster.
Oh, whatever you do, don't go to salsasnacks.com.
If I can have some of that vodka over there.
Vodka?
Vodka. So, anyway, they, like, put this thing on this guy's penis, his cock, if you will, and it had another, like, little attachment inside of it. So, like, it was a cylinder, and then it had, like, a sleeve. So you put your cock in the sleeve, and then... On the top of the sleeve, it had like this little vibrator thing that just kind of rubbed the top of your penis. It was like
the edger on the Roomba.
Yeah. I guess I haven't seen the Roomba in action to know for sure. But
just a little extra, a little tickler.
Anyway, it was kind of...
Yeah, have some more vodka, Dan. That's what you need.
What I could use some more of is some Red Bull or a mixer now that I added the vodka. I'll get up and get it.
He's train already wreck. Gotten up once.
Train wreck.
Anybody else want anything while I'm...
I'm good.
So after this, we're going to go to Crew so that Bart can have the macaroni and cheese.
Well, I can't wait to just get out in Chicago and just be in the middle of everything.
So Bart gets here at like 2:30 in the afternoon so that he can sit around while I finish working. So the good news is I'm here at all.
Right.
The bad news is that I have to work. So he sat on the couch.
Don't understand. I love to do nothing. So this was perfect for me, especially right after a flight on a charter bus with Wings.
Are you working tomorrow?
I am working tomorrow.
So what are you going to do tomorrow?
Working it.
I don't have any plans tomorrow, Dan.
Well, dude, come down and meet me for lunch. I have to work, but you'll see. Can come down and meet me for lunch downtown.
Why don't you come up here and meet us for lunch?
Because I'm working.
Oh.
Well, although you're working from home. You can't.
Why does everyone think that working from home means not having to work?
I meant you're working from home.
No, let's have this conversation right now, Daniel. Jesus Christ. God, we sound like we're on The View now. We can't. Hear each other.
Vagina, vagina, vagina.
Pungami.
Yeah, but you're Lisa Hasselfrack or whatever her name is.
How dare you? I'm Whoopi Goldberg.
Is she still on?
Whoopi plus one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Plus one. Plus what?
Plus who?
Plus
who?
One.
I want to be Whoopi. Sherry.
I want to be Barbara Walters.
Oh. Bow, wow, wow, wow.
I'm so out of touch with the world.
But I've got this show that I gotta appear on.
Isn't it great? I get all my friends together and we just chat.
I can't hear half the shit they're saying, so I just make stupid comments.
I haven't seen a real live penis in 56 years, but let's talk about sex.
But I bet she's seen Whoopi's cooch.
Oh, you know it. She's in.
Whoopi gets that out like.
They're I think they are like gynies for each other. They're like, yeah. Did you just take a quick peek? Just tell me if something's like, I mean, I know you're not a doctor, but just, you know, if something's up.
I've been feeling a little itchy down there.
Just, you know, here.
What do you call it? A punjama?
Punjabi.
Punjabi.
Go to hell.
Well, we still don't even know what it is.
Well, Google Punjabi. You have your little computer there. Punjabi.
Do you know how it's spelled?
P-U-N.
We are probably like so offending.
Punjabi.
I mean, it's just it's so closely related to Punani. I mean,
P-U-N. How do you? Oh, Punjabi. Wikipedia says
Punjabi.
Oh, Punjabi is the language of Pakistan and India. Is a language of Pakistan and India.
So what we saw was the Chicago Society of Pakistan Language?
Apparently. I think it's just the Society of Turban-Wearing Chicagoans.
Julia was convinced that they had cameras in their turbans, and that's why they were doing the 5K walk.
They were taking pictures of the concrete.
Yes. It was really cool to be running and all of a sudden look to your left and see a plane barreling at 500 miles an hour at you, and all of a sudden it takes off, and then you try to breathe, and you're breathing in jet fumes.
You know what really sucked?
If it wouldn't have taken off.
How did you know?
Trust me, that makes you run a little bit faster when you think of that.
It was cool. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
And that's how they build it.
Don't they do that every year?
No. We don't open this is runways
brand
every
new
year.
Brand new runway.
Oh, okay.
Oh, perhaps we should have explained that.
Yeah, they were opening a brand new runway.
Before I reprimanded you.
God damn it, Bart! Don't you know anything?
Open a damn runway every year? Yeah, are you done with the Punjabi?
Yeah, that's all there is.
Punjabi. Do we have experiment. Any voicemail?
Punjabi, probably.
I'm just wondering.
We're not in a position to do any voicemail.
That's fine. I just wanted to know if Daniel has
I'm sure he
sent
has
us any more many messages. Times. He's my boyfriend.
Is that someone you know? Or that is your boyfriend?
It's not my boyfriend. But oh. It is someone
you like it to be his boyfriend.
I would. Okay. He's a straighty in Portland, outside of Portland. Go Ducks.
Woo-hoo! The greater Portland area.
Yes.
Portland, Oregon.
GPA.
Can we all agree
PDX.
To, instead of saying Chicago from now, at least until
Chicago.
I want it to be Chicago.
Oh, yeah. It is Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Did you take your Chicago this morning?
Oh, I took my Chicago. I tell you.
I don't even know what that means.
Because you want to be able to perform when the time is right.
That fruit fly loves you.
It's not a fruit fly. It's a gnat. You said so.
I don't know what it is, but the Roomba will get it. Just trust.
Does it fly? The Roomba flies now?
I wouldn't be surprised. I have not personally.
The room was just cleaning your floor, and all of a sudden it spots something, and it just takes off. You have to like freaking duck. That's just my Roomba.
I want a Roomba.
You would have to hang up like warning signs outside your door.
Warning: Roomba in flight. Please do not be alarmed if during today's flight there is a cleaning device that should happen to become airborne within the cabin. It will not harm you or any of your fellow passengers.
As long as you stay.
But as you know, we've been reducing our staffing lately. Oh, and by the way, there will be no beverage service. Oh.
These airlines are getting too fucking cheap, now that you just mentioned that.
I agree, and I've only flown once, and I agree.
You didn't My even God. Buy your ticket.
I know.
The good thing is you...
That's right. These flights are too expensive. I mean, I didn't actually buy the flight, but...
Well, why do you think I've never bought a plane ticket before? It's not because I'm afraid to fly. I'm not afraid to fly. I'm not afraid of heights.
Apparently. What are you afraid of? Tell Uncle Justin what you're afraid of.
Airfare.
Come here. Sit on my lap. Tell me what you're afraid of.
Well, I'm afraid of Punjabis. I don't know how to operate them. There's lots of layers. Several it has been layers. Described as nature's Rubik's Cube. I don't understand.
Oh, I never heard that. I'm more
Then you don't watch Family Guy.
Only and if you don't sometimes. Watch Family Guy, then you don't... You're an American, Punjabi.
I watch this sometimes.
Speaking of Family Guy, Justin was so gracious and hired me a car service. And so my name was Peter Griffin. I really expected them to hold up a sign that said Peter Griffin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was going to cost like $40 extra, so
it would have been.
I like you, but I don't like you that much.
Yeah, you should have seen me. Happy birthday! Making reservation.
Happy birthday.
And what's the name of the passenger? Peter Griffin. And she said, "Excuse me." I said, "Peter Griffin," and I don't want to hear another word. I know how it sounds.
And the destination, Justin Manor. I get the email forwarded. So Dan actually made the reservation. And he forwards me the email, and it says, pick up Peter Griffin, yeah. ORD, to Justin Manor.
I'm ordered to come here.
What did you do?
I think I've discovered a defect in my table. One moment, please.
This could be good or really, really bad. Talk amongst yourselves.
We'll try.
So- Rhode Island. Neither a road nor an island. What you got there, buddy? You didn't write anything
well,
down?
Well, this was the only thing I could come up with to talk about today was runner trots, and I have now crossed that off.
Okay. I'm terrible with really
this. In 6 months, you haven't thought of anything to talk about?
Has it been that month?
It has been that long. In fact, you sifted something in the car the other day to our 5K on the runway.
Dog shit.
That's what it was?
Yeah.
That was a double sift because you just sifted it again.
I could have swore that it had something.
There are no rules prohibiting double or triple sifting.
No, I just wanted to bring it to the attention of the table. I didn't
assume the floor has recognized
the distinguished gentleman from Baton Rouge.
Thank you. I am Louisiana's representative as it stands.
So something else was sifted, and I don't remember what it was.
No. So let's talk about fun things that are going to happen.
2008.
That's right. So if anybody's listening, you want to come to Chicago, we're having the grand opening of the rooftop deck.
What's funny is he says that now, but this won't be posted till November.
Yeah, it was a great time. We had a lot of fun. Thank God we could squeeze it in right at the end of the season.
But if you're in Chicago,
if you're in Chicago next summer, we're going to be doing it all the time.
We better.
ROI.
Let me tell you, Justin has built some hot pussy on his roof.
So here's my favorite
his
part.
His roof.
Roof. My favorite part is the beverage gun. To me, that's...
Because it doubles for cocktails and a douche.
It'll squirt pretty far.
If I ever catch you with my beverage gun up your ass... I will throw you off the
haven't
roof.
You ever seen those porns where like they're in the bar and then they start to get it on, but first they no. clean them off with the little beverage gun?
I'm not watching the right porn.
But do they clean their asses with it?
Well, they don't clean. They just kind of squirt it on there and then they lick it up and then they squirt it on.
Right, it's like the
it
equivalent
up.
Of pouring champagne on breasts for straight porn.
Yeah. Or spitting beer in someone's butthole.
Oh, or yeah. mouth. I thought you were going to say mouth.
Or mouth. Beer is versatile. I mean, you can use it for a lot of
it's
things.
It's a top or a bottom.
Depends beer on is. The beer.
Beer can top you.
So, roof. So I've heard. Roof. Let's talk about your roof.
Okay. Roof.
Are you going to have rough sex at any point?
Already done. Twice.
I was sitting on that for a couple seconds.
I just got Red Bull up my
I'm
nose.
Sorry. No, so we had pre-opening sex a couple times.
It's really nice, I have to say.
You had sex up there?
No. I mean the roof itself.
Oh, it's really nice having sex with Justin on the roof.
On the roof.
On the roof.
We have already had a hard hat party up there, too.
We did. So we had the preview party. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to have a soft opening, but I'm not sure that...
I could use a soft opening right about now.
We have Saturday.
Dan, will you show them the soft opening?
Well, I gotta stand up.
We do. So, well, here's the problem. So, Bartay and I have a very busy social schedule while he's here. Because Saturday, Dina's coming into town on Saturday. So, we could hang out here.
Yeah.
But then we're going to Wicked on Saturday night. Sunday is the Cubs.
If you
party.
Care to find me,
where will you be? Where should I look for
look
you?
Look to the western sky.
As someone told me lately,
everyone deserves
a chance to fly.
A chance to fly. Because well, that, I love you.
You know how to kill it.
Yeah. Because I knew you.
Well, I'm excited to see Dina.
I've been changed for you.
Dina's excited to see you, I think. I can't speak on her
behalf.
I
can't wait to see Dina. I had no idea she was coming to town this weekend. I mean, I think that that is really awesome.
You're welcome.
So thank you. She won't come to town for anybody else, so you should feel...
I
think
Dina.
The gauntlet has been thrown.
She has not come to town for me. She has not come to town for you.
How many times have you been out to where she is?
Look, she's the one that moved past where Jesus lost his sandals. She lived right here in the city, and I could see her just fine. She's the one that picked up, packed up her shit, and decided to go out. I'm going to get a phone call. I'm going to shut up right now.
That might be advisable.
Dina has felt my penis.
Do you think that you're somehow different from everyone else at this table? Has she ever put
her name is Bart? Dina has felt my penis.
Has she written her name on it with a Sharpie?
Has she put a finger up your ass?
No, she hasn't done.
Well, me neither. We got a goal for the weekend.
Has she yours?
Hope I can meet my quota.
She's put a finger on my ass. I think I can't recall specifically, but I'm sure it's happened, but not inside.
Wait, did you ask if I put a finger in her ass?
No.
Uh-uh. Okay, still no. Just so we're clear.
So Mark and Neil from Sydney are coming to visit us in December.
December.
And you won't be here.
I will be for one day.
Where are you
going to
be?
The day that they arrive. I will be... God. Oh, well, never mind. I can't be mad at you for not knowing because that podcast hasn't been posted from...
Thank you.
I'm going to be running the Honolulu Marathon.
So you run now. Is that your new thing or have you always done it?
It started in April.
It's new. It's all consuming.
And it's pissing a lot of my friends off.
I worked in valet for about a year and I was in the best shape of my life. If I weren't so lazy, I'd run every day.
Mm-hmm. It's good, really, except for the fact that I'm not going to get into this.
Just watch for the trots.
Watch for the trots.
Then you'll be too hot to trot. Mm-hmm.
Do you get to is there a pin? Or some sort of thing that then you get to put on your
medal.
Shirt that says, I've had runner's trots and I'm going to wear it as a badge of honor.
What you
or do
you
just
do,
wear your you, soiled
You wear
shorts.
Your soiled shorts. You pin them to the back of your shirt so it's kind of like a cape.
They have these special
blows
pins.
In the wind.
Mm-hmm. Special runner's trots pins.
Clothes pins, if you will. But you still.
Except you pay $30 each for them.
Because it has the name of the race that you were in when it happened.
Of course.
Engraved. In gold. Sorry, I had to take a drink of my cocktail.
I got nothing.
I wish I could contribute more, but I feel like
I wish you could
listener.
Too.
I had something. I mean, we expected you to carry the show, but apparently
you can't. Then your expectations are all fucked up.
Did you hear? I think that we have reached new levels in our podcast
of incompetency.
Although we haven't podcasted in quite some time.
6 months.
I still think that... Who's the guy that leads the band on The Tonight Show? What's his
name? Oh, that... Paul Schaefer.
So yes. Last night, they're on there, and they're talking about something. David Letterman said crater. And Paul Schaefer goes, crater? I barely know her!
Well, how do you like that?
Oh. So I was like, oh... Paul Schaefer listens to DTWF.
Hey, wait, didn't I do something like that today that... Should have amazed you. It probably didn't. Oh, well.
Except it wasn't an error.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. We don't want people running around saying this without it being an
Dan,
error
you
word.
Can branch out because you said that the countertops
because
are going to be
granite.
Because
next thing you know, you're going to be on the plane on the way home and somebody's going to say something and it's not going to be an error. And you're going to be like, what the? Who gave you authorization?
Punjabi.
Like, Bart.
Punjabi. No, the countertops were going to be granite. And I said, granite? I don't even know it. How about Autumn?
Oh, granted.
I don't even know him.
Okay. I thought you said granite. I don't even know her.
No,
and I was like, that's
well,
why
that's
I didn't
why
respond.
Didn't
yeah.
That's okay. You guys are not picking up what I'm putting down. That's fine.
I hear you clucking, big chicken. It's okay.
It's the accent.
Oh, I do mumble. That is true.
I've heard that about you.
Have you seen the video?
I read that on your feedback profile.
I don't know why that just popped into my head. I mumble for you. I mumble for you.
I need a cigarette. I need a Marlboro 800 right now.
My new favorite song, Pussycat Dolls.
When you grew up, you want boobies.
I want boobies.
Are you a slave to trends in music?
No. I was at the gym and I heard this and I thought, oh, I like this. Then I was here and you played it. And I was like, I really like this. And now it's on my running mix.
Oh, once it's on the running mix, there's no stopping it.
God help you.
It's done. Yeah.
Speaking of done. Yeah, are we done?
How are we doing?
Because I'm hungry.
Yeah, we're good. We could wrap up this big shit sandwich here, and I think everyone would be okay with that.
Yeah. Let's do it. Do it to it.
So how can you contact us and be completely ignored? You can do it a number of ways.
That is not necessarily true.
It might tick sometime.
Yeah. But I get on there every now and then.
See, that's the difference between your show and my old show, our old show, I should say, because what I would have said just then is, here, if you want to not contact us, here's our contact information, because people just wouldn't, they just wouldn't contact us.
I contacted you.
You did.
You sent pictures of your cock.
I did not to Bart.
Well, then someone got a cease.
Who did you send pictures of your cock to? Pony?
It wasn't me.
Pony.
Eric in New York. Southern boy.
Yeah.
Confessions of.
Comma.
Comma. Confessions
of. I can't remember everyone that has sent my.
Jesus, Daniel.
There are listeners out there who
have pictures of your cock.
Well, what they told me.
Face,
listen,
so hey.
I always said I can't do that because we're going to run a contest because we used to talk about running a contest like Andrew's boobies.
Right.
But then they would say, well, Justin sent me his.
Not true.
And I would say, well, here you go.
I may or may not have sent out to a very, very limited number of people a picture of my.
Anyone who asked.
Hey, this is a throwback to a very early episode, but earlier today we were talking about types, like what's your type of guy that you like, and just it came to my mind when Dina said, if the queen's on your money, Justin's your money.
It's true. You're Canadian, English, Australian.
We have an Australian in our new Stanford office who's been calling me lately.
G'day, Dan!
Isn't the Roomba Australian?
The Roomba is able to be whatever I want it to be at any
But the Roomba
moment.
Has no money.
The Roomba
so it is not
has no money.
Honey. Anyway, so if you want to contact us, you can send us an email at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com.
You can call and leave us a voicemail at 773-828-4397.
I thought you were going to forget.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I didn't forget, Becky. You can also instant message us. Instant, I am, same time, I am, whatever it's called. John uses to say, same time.
You can same time us at.
You can message us at DTWF Dan, DTWF Justin, sometimes DTWF Dina, but never DTWF Andra or John.
Or
how can they contact
Can they Bart? Contact you, Bart?
On same time, oh, I mean, I am. It's Brink Bart, BRINKBART. Mm-hmm. And that's a wrap.
All right, kids, we'll see you in a few months. I'm just telling it like it
or
is.
Next week. Next week, because Andra said she's available.
I know she did. Oh, my God.
We're going to have to do it.
Bye, bitches.
Bye.